Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Brachos Daf Mem Beis. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, although the brach for Pasav Baba Kisin is generally a mazonos, since it's usually eaten as a snack, Rav Nachman teaches that if one were to eat an amount that people would be koveya suda on, meaning they would establish a meal on it, the brach of a motzi is required. So once again, even though a Pasav Baba Kisin is generally a mazonos, because it's a snack, if people are going to eat an amount there'd be koveya suda on, then they would have to make a motzi. Number two, the Gemara discusses at which point a meal is considered completed that would forbid eating any more before reciting Birkas Hamazon. So Rav Huna says it's when one finishes eating the meal. Rav Papa says it's when the bread and the food are removed from the table. Rava says the guests are dependent on the host's intentions. Therefore, even if the bread and the food were removed from the table, they could still eat it if the host brought them additional portions. And then Rav says that if one's accustomed to anoint his hands with oil whenever he finishes a meal, then he can continue eating even after he finishes the meal, and even after he removes the food from the table until he anoints his hands. And finally, the Gemara concludes that the halach is according to what Rav Chiya bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, that the washing of the hands, my machronim, is followed immediately by Birchas Hamazon, which means that one can't continue eating once he has washed my machronim. So the first 2 points are the Pasav Bekisin, which is generally a mazonos, can be hamotzi if you're going to eat a mount that one would be koveya suda on. And second, we have the machlokes regarding at which point a meal is considered completed that would forbid eating anymore and require the reciting of Birkas Hamazon. And point number three, the Mishnah infers that in order for one person in a group to make a brach for the others, the group must be reclining, there must be a seba, not just sitting. The Gemara later teaches that if the group verbally states their intention to eat together, then their sitting is considered like reclining, like a seba, and one person may make the brach for the group. So once again, the 3 points are, although the brach for Pasav Baba Kisin is generally mazonos, since it's usually eaten as a snack, Rav Nachman teaches that if one to eat an amount that people would be koveya suda on, they'd make a meal on it, the brach of a motzi is required. Secondly, the Gemara discusses at which point a meal is considered completed that would forbid eating any more before reciting Birkas Hamazon. Rav Huna says it's when they finish eating the meal. Rav Papa says when the bread and food are removed from the table. Rav says the guests are dependent on their host's intentions. Rav says that if one typically anoints his hands with oil when they finish the meal, then he can continue eating even after he finishes the meal, even after they remove the food from the table, until he anoints his hands. And the Gemara concludes the halachas according to Rav Chiya bar Ashi, who said in the name of Rav that the washing the hands, my machronim, is followed immediately by Birkas Hamazon, which means you can't continue eating once one has washed my machronim. And thirdly, the Mishnah infers that in order for one person in a group to make a brach with the others, the group must be reclining, not just sitting. The Gemara later teaches that if the group verbally states their intention to eat together, then their sitting is considered like a seva, like reclining, and one person may make the bracha for the group. All right, so now we go to a simon. So the simon from Mem Beis is going to be the mob, like mobsters, the mafia. So here we go. As part of their initiation, the new recruit mobsters were required to make a bracha for the group on a meal's worth of Pasav Baba Kisin, and then guess properly that my machronim is when the mob boss considers the meal over. Once again, in slow motion. As part of the initiation, the new recruit mobsters, oh, mobsters, that means we're on Daf Mem Beis. The new recruit mobsters were required to make a bracha for the group. And that reminds us that even though the Mishnah infers that for one person in a group to make a bracha for others, the group must be reclining, there must be a seva, not just sitting. The Gemara later teaches that if the group verbally states their intention together, then their sitting is considered like a seva, like reclining, and one person may make the bracha for the group. They were required to make a bracha for the group on a meal's worth of Pasav Baba Kisin. And that reminds us that even though Pasav Baba Kisin is generally a mazonos because it's a snack, if you eat an amount that you'd be koveya suda on, the bracha is a motzi. So they're required to make a bracha for the group on a meal's worth of Pasav Baba Kisin and then guess properly that my machronim is when the mob boss considers the meal over. And that reminds us of the machlokes regarding at what point a meal is considered over that one would be required to recite Birkas Hamazon. And we go through Rav Chiya bar Ashi, who says it's after my machronim, one can no longer eat, and they have to say Birkas Hamazon. So one more time. As part of their initiation, the new recruit mobsters were required to make a bracha for the group on a meal's worth of Pasav Baba Kisin, and then guess properly that my machronim is when the mob boss considers the meal over. All right, so now it's time for our four blabak chazora. Daf Lamed Ches. So the sim for Lamed Ches is a dabralach, a liquid, and we're using chicken soup. So here we go. The sick yeshiva bacher made hamotzi on the challahs. So that reminds us, Malkokas, regarding the nusach of the bracha, whether one recites motzi or hamotzi on the challahs, before he was served some medicinal chicken soup. So the medicinal chicken soup reminds us, A, the chicken soup they're on daf, lamet ches, and it's medicinal because we learned it's permitted to consume any food or drink for medicinal purposes on Shabbos, since the act is considered one of eating rather than healing. Before you serve some medicinal chicken soup together with some cooked vegetables. So it reminds us that the appropriate bracha on cooked vegetables, shlakos, is often bari pi adama, but sometimes it's a shakol. When the cooking elevates the vegetable to the primary form in which it's eaten, as for example with the potato, then the bracha on the cooked potato is a bari pi adama, and on the raw potato would be a shakol. When cooking is not the primary way to eat the vegetable, as for example with a leek, then the bracha on the raw vegetable is a adama, and the cooked vegetable is a shakol. Daf lametes. So the simple lametes is a letter. So the father was shocked when he discovered a letter, that reminds us of Daf lametes, under the two small whole loaves of lechem mishnah next to the large piece of bread. So the two small whole loaves and the large piece of bread remind us of the melkokas of which takes precedence. Small loaves that are shalim, that are whole, or making a bracha on a larger piece, even though it's just a piece. And the lechem mishnah reminds us that we learned the source of lechem mishnah is the man that fell in the midbar, reminding to always make a bracha on a carrot before making one on gefilte fish. Which reminds us that regarding the precedence and brachas, one should first make a bracha on a food with a more specific bracha, like in this case, adama, before making it on a food with a less specific bracha, in this case, a shahakol. Daf mem. So the symbol for mem is a pool of water, like mayim, a pool of water. So here we go. The overambitious new parents were sitting by the pool, that reminds us we're on daf mem, under a fig tree trying to feed their infant grain. So the fig tree and the grain reminds the Malkokas regarding what type of tree was the Eitz Hadas. Reb Meir says it was a grapevine. Nechemya says it was a fig tree. And Reb Yehuda says it was wheat. And the reason why he says it was wheat, because a child does not know his first words of Abba and Ima until he begins to eat his grain. This indicates that grain is associated with the development of dust. So they're trying to get their little infant to eat the grain so they can say Abba and Iba. Teaching the proper text of the bracha, because we said there's a machlokas regarding what is the required text for a bracha. Rav says that any bracha that does not mention Hashem's name is not considered a bracha. Kol bracha she'ein ba hazkaras Hashem ain't a bracha. Rav Yochanan says that any bracha that does not include Hashem's name and also does not mention Hashem's malchus over the world, his sovereignty, is not considered a bracha. Kol bracha she'ein ba malchus ain't a bracha. While asking for salt for the bread. And that reminds us that even though one may not talk between reciting a bracha and eating, one is permitted to speak between making a mozi and eating the bread if the purpose is to facilitate the eating of the bread. So for example, Rav says one is allowed to tell people seated at the table, take a piece of bread. Rav Yochanan says one is even allowed to ask for salt or relish to be brought to the table to enhance the taste of bread. And Rav Shesha says one even is allowed to ask for food to be prepared for the animals, since it's forbidden for a person to eat before he gives food to his animals. So Daf Mem Aleph, so we said the simon is a ma, but we're using a grandma. So here we go. The grandma, reminding us of Daf Mem Aleph, couldn't decide which fruit to make the bracha on. Right? We have the malkokas between Reb Yehuda and the Rabban, whether min shiva adif or min chaviv adif. And we have the malkokas on Maraim, whether that malkokas applies when we're talking about two foods with the same bracha or even when we have two foods with different brachas. So she couldn't decide which fruit to make the bracha on, the apple or the pomegranate. So she used her seven species ruler, which reminds Malchokas regarding what the list in the Pasuk of the Zayin meaning is teaching us. Rav Yosef says it's teaching us that the order of foods listed in the Pasuk indicates which foods attain precedence, the Din Kedim and Brachas. The closer the food is to the term Eretz, the greater the precedence. Rav Chanan teaches that the purpose of the Pasuk is to teach the measurements for different halachas, with each food item representing a different unit of measure. So she used her seven species ruler to measure which was larger and made a bracha on it during the course of her meal, which reminds us that Rav Papa said the following rulings regarding the brachas recited on foods eaten in the course of the meal. Foods that are eaten together with bread, which are eaten during the meal, do not require bracha either before or after eating them. Foods that are not eaten together with bread, which are eaten during the meal, they do require bracha before eating them, but not after. And foods that are usually eaten after the meal, such as dessert, even when eaten during the meal, they require a blessing before and after eating them. All right, so now we conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Here we go. Number one, where do the Malkokas regarding whether one makes a motzi on a shalim, a whole loaf, or a larger piece of bread? That's on daf. Lametes. Good. Number two, where do we learn that making a bracha rishon is based on sfora? That's on daf. Lamethei. Good. Number three, where do the Malkokas whether mean shiva adif or mean chaviv adif when it comes to brachas? That's on daf. Mem Aleph, good. Number four, where do we learn that one should make the more specific bracha first, as opposed to a more general bracha? That's on daf. Lametes, good. Number five, where do the Malkokas regarding when a meal is considered over? That's on daf. Mem Beis, good. Number six, when are times when one is allowed to speak after making a motzi, before eating the bread? That's on daf. Mem, good. Number 7, wording one of one is Koveya Suda on Pasaba Bekisin, they would make Hamotzi, not a Mazonos. That's on Daf? Mem Beis, good. Number 8, wording with the Machlokas regarding what the list of the Zayin meaning teaches us. That's on Daf? Mem Olav, good. Number 9, wording with the Machlokas regarding whether one says Hamotzi or Motzi. That's on Daf? And number 10, where do we learn what is required for a proper text of a bracha that has to either have a shame or a shame and malchus? That's on Daf. Mem, good. So that concludes our pop quiz. And just a reminder for all those listening to this on all Daf, if you want to get access to the deluxe suite of Zichru materials, including the weekly review, PDF of the Simanim summaries, illustrations of the Simanim, Sunday's grand pop quiz on the week's material, and the much grander pop quiz, which this Sunday will feature 126 questions on 126 topics on 42 blot, and so much more, you can sign up at zichru.com or WhatsApp at 973-440-3013. This is Rabbi Avram Golder from Zichru, wishing you a great day, great learning, and a great Shabbos.